بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation on the three fundamental principles, and we have reached the pillar, the belief in the books, the belief in his books, the belief in Allah's books. The books means that which is written. It's a plural of book, which means that which is written. And this refers to the books which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down to his messengers, and therein is guidance, mercy to attain happiness in this world and in hereafter. And this belief in the books comprises four matters. First, الإيمان بأنها منزلة من عند الله حقا. To believe that the books were sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. And secondly, to believe in those books whose names we know of, like the Quran sent down to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Torah which was sent down to Musa alayhi salam, Moses, the Injil which was sent down to Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, and the Zabur which was given to Dawood, David alayhi salam. These books, therefore, we know of their names. We believe in them and we know their names. And also we believe in those for which we don't know by name, but we know them collectively and in general, that there were books sent. So we believe in them. We believe in all of them collectively and in a general way. The third matter is to believe and affirm whatever reports are authentically established as being contained in them, such as the what is reported in the Quran, the reports, and the reports in the other books which have not been changed or altered in any way, like for example the reports on stoning, the reports on the stoning of the adulterer is from the reports which have not been changed in the Torah. And fourthly, العمل بأحكام ما لم ينسخ, acting upon rulings proven to be correctly from them and contain that which that which have not been abrogated. And to be pleased with that, and to comply and fully submit, whether we understand the wisdom or not. All the previous books are abrogated by the noble Quran, by the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states this in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 48. قال الله تعالى وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ. And we have sent down to you the book in truth, confirming the scripture, confirming the book sent down before it, and as a trustworthy witness, testifying to the truth contained therein, and exposing the falsehood interpolated by men. So the meaning here is that the Quran is a judge upon them, so it is not therefore permissible to act upon any ruling contained in the previous books, except for that which is proven to be correctly from them and is affirmed and approved by the Quran. And as to that which is reported to us, and we don't know of the authenticity of these reports, then we refrain until its authenticity is proven, because of the alterations and distortions and changes that took place in these books. Even the rulings in their books, لا يلزمنا العمل إلا بما جاء في القرآن الكريم. What's binding upon us to comply with in terms of the ruling is that which is reported in the Quran, and the belief in the books has great benefits to it. From that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of His ibad, His slaves, and that's why He sent to each nation, to each a book for their guidance. The second, these books attest to the perfect knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His great wisdom and perfect wisdom, because He prescribed for each people certain laws fitting for their conditions, suitable to them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 48. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And to each among you, to each people among you, we have prescribed a law and a clear way, a detailed way, to be followed. And from the fruits of believing in the books is giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us with this guidance and mercy of the revelation. This brings the end concerning this pillar, the belief in the books. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.